The secret to a meaningful life, a life you love. Human's tenacity to cling to life, even when it's empty and meaningless, is puzzling to me. Life itself is empty of meaning. And if your life has meaning, it is because you put it there. Most people I meet have flimsy meaning, meaning that is temporary. Or they have no meaning at all. The emptier your life feels, the more you don't want to die. But then again, the emptier their life, the emptier their actions are. In this article, we'll look to take steps to make your life meaningful. If that is what you'd like. I am not certain about the exact order of things that make life meaningful. I would say usefulness is maybe the top meaning that transfers meaning to life. Even though for me, personally, it is enthusiasm. What makes someone useful? When one is of use to life. Not necessarily to others. If it were the other you'd want to be useful to, then being a slave would also transfer meaning, but it isn't. So you want to be useful to life, with capital L. Life wants more life, and unless you are useful in that, you are not useful. So what is useful to life? Okay, imagine for a moment that there was a creator who created the universe, who created life. Got it? It is a useful thought experiment, because it is easier to imagine what a person would want, what would delight a person, what would a person find useful, than trying to imagine life itself. So let's imagine that this creator wanted to create something that is self-sustaining, and celebrates wisdom, beauty, and goodness with its existence, in its day-to-day activity. That is what this creator wanted. So that is what he wants. So if your activity contributes to this, at least to someone, then this creator would delight in your existence. It would say, good work. Or something like that. You are useful to life. Repeating inane or maybe even wise things that other people said doesn't count. No. It has to be your unique original contribution. Your own. You can see that it is not easy. And if that is the only way to put meaning in your life, then you can see why you don't have any meaning. You hope that you can skate by without ever making a contribution, and you can. But your empty and meaningless life will make you feel wretched. And even if we made you immortal, you would deny the actions that are required of you to make a contribution. You'd insist that you are entitled to be happy without any contribution. That you don't have to. That you don't want to. You just want to enjoy life. And to your utter surprise, you can't. You don't. Because the design of a human is to enjoy life only if it is meaningful. Humanity was created to be the vehicle for that magnificence. But humanity has been led down the path of indulgence and cowardice. My work is finished. I did this work for Source. Or Creator, if there is one. My job was to answer the question, is it possible to lead humanity back to the path where humanity would be useful to life? To delight to the Creator? To the path where they would be happy for themselves? I was given power no human has experienced before. I was given the power to change DNA, to transfer powerful healing energies, to pull attachments, anchors, to test out if there is a method, a combination of methods that can dislodge the tepid and stale energy of humanity, back to a path where they can become all they can become. My work is finished. Now we know. So my work done, I am struggling with the same no meaning you are. Getting up in the morning is becoming harder and harder. I am still working with a handful of people. Not for humanity. They can become happier. I say. The grand experiment issued by the Creator is complete. I am, like everyone else on the planet now, am doing what I can, as long as I can, because I can be still useful, but it's thin. I still have all the powers, they weren't taken away. Now that the grand experiment is done, I can just help individuals create a life for themselves that is meaningful. To them. And to life. Viktor Frankl was absolutely correct with his teaching. And the therapy he suggests, logotherapy, helps people fill their life with some kind of meaning. Not all meaning is lasting, but all meaning will help you over the hump. Logotherapy is a therapeutic approach that helps people find personal meaning in life. It's a form of psychotherapy that is focused on the future and on our ability to endure hardship and suffering through a search for purpose. The final move of the dark side happened with the introduction of entitlement to the masses. Interestingly, Ayn Rand saw it decades ago. I am only seeing it now. Her moochers and looters, the masses of humanity, versus the handful of producers, the handful that contribute to life. The numbers, the proportions are accurate albeit terrifying. I watched a video the other day, Charlie Munger, one of the 1,000 or so producers in the world, giving a commencement speech at the graduation of a school. I don't remember which. The boredom and disinterest of the graduates was obvious and visceral. You could see that they took nothing, because they need nothing. They will do what their parents do. Luden Mooch. The problem with all the tools I have is that humans are not machines. Why is that a problem? Because unless they co-create, all the changes in the DNA, or all the anchors pulled won't matter, they will not act consistent with the new constellation of genes, or with the freedom they can now have. They will insist on doing what they have been doing. And what pulls them back, what keeps them back is the entitlement that says, I should be able to be happy and do nothing for it. Keep doing what I am doing. It is my due. One of the most interesting things is to watch people who want happiness, but are doing what they are doing for a living, half-heartedly, without enthusiasm, like it is imposed on them. Want to see a list, maybe even just a partial list of my power tools? Heaven on Earth. Unconditional Love Activator. Big Bundle. Avatar State Activators. Pulling the Anchor to Doom. Pulling the Anchor to Entitlement. The DNA Adjustment, 5 Genes. Turning on Individual Capacities. One thing I was never able to turn on, ambition. If you had no ambition, you ended up with no ambition. If you had some ambition, you could use some of the turned on power. On the other hand, if you had high ambition, you are now flying. Ambition is want fueled by enthusiasm, the joy and excitement of growing. It comes from the spirit within. Motive power is energy. Life force. Life force that can be used for small stuff or big stuff. Survival or living. Growing. Having 100 dirty pennies, instead of a shiny dollar type of life. That, motive power, that I haven't been able to influence. Temporary power doesn't make much of a difference. As long as you are insisting on 100 dirty pennies. I haven't been able to help you. One of the power moves you have available to you is the four lists, that are in harmony with the Anna Karenina principle. Create a log of what you are doing every minute of every day for 7 days. Notice that most of those activities do not contribute to life, or even to the quality of your life. They are inconsequential. I even did that same thing with all the foods and drinks I consumed. Removing many of those did not change the quality of my life. Are you willing to do this? I have a challenge for you. No cost. I'll give you the next piece of the puzzle a week from today. Tuesday, February 15th. Email me if you want to be on the challenge. And next Monday email me to let me know that you have your list of all your actions. You don't have to send me the log. It is for yourself. You'll work with it for the rest of the challenge. The goal of the challenge is to go from 100 dirty pennies life to at least 4 shiny quarters. In your health, in your wealth, in love, and fulfillment. If you play, you'll win. Guaranteed. No charge. But I will put you on the email list if you aren't already there. You see, having no energy because you spent it on useless activities is a shame. The waste of a life that can be, could be good. Of course there are other issues, but let's start with energy. Life force. Email me if you are in. Sophie@yourvibration.com.